Canto 9, Chapter 23. The Dynasties of the Sons of Yayati. The Appearance of Lord Krishna. Sri Shuka said, from Anu, there were the three sons Sabanara, Chakshu, and Parishnu. From Sabanara, thereafter, Kala Nara was born, and from him followed a son called Srinjaya. From Janamejaya, succeeding him, there was a son, Mahashala, who fathered Mahamana. Ushinara and Titikshu were the two sons of Mahamana. Shibi, Vara, Krimi, and Daksha were the four sons fathered by Ushinara. Vrishadarbha, Sudhira, Madra, and the self-realized Kekaya were the four sons who took birth from the loins of Shibi. Titikshu had one called Rushadrata, from whom Homa was born, who begot Sutapa. Bali was Sutapa's son. Anga, Vanga, Kalinga, Suma, Pundra, and Odra were known as the sons, who were born from the seed of Dirgatama, impregnating the wife of the great conqueror Bali. It were their names that were given to the six states they created in the east of India. Anga gave life to Kalapana, and from him thereafter Divirata appeared. From his son Dharmarata, Chitrarata was born, who was celebrated as Romapada. Romapada had no children, and thus his friend Dasharata offered him Shanta, his own daughter, for adoption. She then married with Rishashringa, a hermit who lived in the forest. Because the god Indra did not shower any rains, Rishashringa, with the help of dancing and singing courtesans, was drawn with music and bewildered with embraces and worship. On behalf of King Dasharata, who had no sons, he, Rishashringa, held a Marutvan, son-giving sacrifice, so that he would get children as well as the rain. He who was without sons thus got offspring, four sons. Romapada got the son Chaturanga, who gave life to Prithulaksha. Brihadrata, Brihadkarma, and Brihadbhanu were his sons. From the oldest one, Brihadrata, Brihadmana appeared, from whom there was a son named Jayadrata. His son Vijaya was born from the womb of Sambhuti. He next had the son Driti, and from him Dhritavrata took his birth. Dhritavrata fathered Satkarma, who gave life to the son Adhirata. One day, enjoying at the bank of the Ganges, Adhirata found a baby in a basket. It was abandoned by Kunti because it was born before she was married. Being sonless, he adopted it as his son, Karna. O Master of the Universe, Vrishasena was Karna's son. From Druyu, Yayati's third son, there was a son called Babru, who next begot Setu. Arabdha, who was fathered by him, had the son Gandhara, who begot Dharma. He in his turn had the son Drita, and from Drita there was the son Durmada, who gave life to the son Pracheta, who had 100 sons. Those kings, called the Prachetas, accepted the jurisdiction of the north, the uncivilized areas of Mlechadesha, of the barbarians. Turvasu, Yayati's second son, had the son Vani, and he fathered Bharga, who begot the son Banuman. His son Tribhanu also had one. He was the magnanimous Karandama. His son was called Maruta. He had no sons and adopted a Paurava, Dushmanta, as his son. Dushmanta turned back to his clan, the Purus, because he aspired the throne. From Yayati's first son, Yadu, there was a dynasty, O best of the humans, that I will now describe to you. O ruler of man, to hear about the Yadu dynasty is something highly pious that vanquishes all sinful reactions in human society. Anyone simply hearing this is freed from all the consequences of sin. The Supreme Lord Krishna, the Supersoul, descended in this dynasty looking just like a human being. Yadu fathered four sons who carried the names Sahasrajit, Krushta, Nala and Ripu. Shatajit, the one firstborn, begot the sons Mahahaya, Renuhaya and Haihaya. Dharma was the son of Haihaya, and his son Netra was the father of Kunti. Suhanji was the son of Kunti, and he begot Mahishman, who had the son Bhadrasenaka. Durmada and Danaka were the sons begotten by Bhadrasena, and Danaka gave life to the sons Kritavirya, Kritagni, Kritavarma and Kritauja. From Kritavirya there was Arjuna, Kartavirarjuna, who became emperor over the seven continents. From Lord Dattatreya, an Amsha incarnation of the Supreme Personality, he obtained all the great qualities, the eight cities of yoga. No one on earth could equal Kartavirya's qualities of sacrifice, charity, austerity, mystic potency, education, strength and mercy. Under his rule for 85,000 years, the six forms of pleasure, as derived from the senses and the mind, were enjoyed with an undiminished strength, continuous opulence and unfailing memory. In the fight against Parashurama, only five of his thousands of sons remained alive. Jayadvaja, Shurasena, Vrishabha, Madhu and Urjita. Jayadvaja begot the son Talajanga, who next gave life to 100 sons. They formed a clan of Kshatriyas known as the Talajangas, who were destroyed by the great power that Maharaj Sagara received from sage Aurva. Talajanga's eldest son, Vitihotra, fathered the son Madhu, who also had 100 sons. From the well-known eldest one called Vrishni, there was the dynasty carrying that name. O king, the Yadava, Madhava and Vrishni dynasties of Lord Krishna's ancestors received their names from their leading personalities. Yaru's son Krushta begot a son called Vrijinavan. His son was Svahita, who next gave life to the son Vijatgu, who became the father of Chitrarata. Chitrarata gave life to Shashabindu, a great yogi who became a highly fortunate personality who, undefeated as an emperor, enjoyed all the 14 kinds of great riches. Shashabindu had 10,000 wives, and in them the greatly famous soul begot 10,000 Lakshya sons and grandsons. From them we but know six as the foremost. Prithushrava, one of them, had a son with the name Dharma. Ushana, his son, performed 100 Ashwamedha sacrifices. Ushana's son, Ruchaka, had 5 sons named Purujit, Rukma, Rukmeshu, Prithu and Jamaga. Please hear now about them. Jamaga was issueless, but he nevertheless was afraid to accept another wife because of his wife Shaibya. He one day took a sensual girl from the camp of an enemy clan home, whereupon Shaibya, who saw the girl sitting on her seat on the chariot, very angrily said to her husband, "Who is this you have allowed to sit upon my seat on the chariot, you cheater?" "She is your daughter-in-law," he then told her. Thereupon she with a smile said to her husband, "I am sterile and have no co-wife. How can she then be my daughter-in-law?" "My queen," he replied, "this girl will be very suitable for the son you will give birth to." With the demigods and ancestors consenting to that, after being propitiated by Jamaga, Shaibya got pregnant and in due course of time gave birth to a son. That son was the auspicious, well-known Vidarbha, who later married with the virtuous girl who was accepted as the daughter-in-law.